Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it's my pleasure and my delight to be with you. My co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated, and we are excited to have you join us today. We thank you so very much. This is your first time tuning in to the broadcast. We thank you. For our longtime listeners, we thank you as well. We couldn't do this show without you. We really appreciate you. It is a beautiful evening in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and I hope wherever you are that it is enjoyable and that you are enjoying life and being at peace. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families facing long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and programs for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. So thank you so much for tuning in to our show. And tonight we're just going to talk a little bit about where we are as a community of African-American women and women of color, some of the things that are happening and what is coming up in the future as far as some of the events that Veronica and I will be hosting. So I'm just going to jump right in and talk a little bit about some of the things that I've been doing over the last few weeks. I am a guest speaker for a nationally publication and branding company, and we have been talking about getting your money together, getting your money right. And so I really have enjoyed the program. I'm doing it once a week, and I'm really able to meet some people that I otherwise would normally not meet. And so anytime that you get an opportunity to speak and to do something different, is stretching yourself and getting out of your comfort zone, that's really great for anyone's career. So I want to say to anyone that's out there who is doing their own small business, who is making changes in the lives of others, don't be afraid to stretch yourself. When I was called upon to do this program, I was really excited because, one, I had not met the CEO in person, but she had met me and been introduced to me through another person. So partnership is important and connecting is important. So make sure that you're doing that, especially if you're a small business owner. Do that so that your name can get out there and people will be able to see you. The other things that I have been doing this week, I did a Wine, Women, and Wealth program, and some of you may know about that and some of you may not. It was hosted by our sister Kimberly Evans over in Dallas, Texas. So we get the opportunity to partner with, to engage, have conversations with other women all over the country. And her topic this week was MAD, Money Anxiety Disorder. And I wonder how many of you have actually heard of that, Money Anxiety Disorder. So it was a great conversation, and just to boil it all down into a nutshell, it really talks about if you have money and you're still thinking that you don't have enough, that could be a disorder. Or if you don't have any money and you're still doing the same things over and over again, that could also be a money disorder. So you just really need to think about what it is that you're doing with your finances and how important it is for you to stay on an even keel and not be so stressed out about what you're doing, and especially when you're dealing with your money. And so that's just a little bit about what I've been doing this week. So I'm going to bring my co-host on, Veronica McMillan, so that she can share a few things with you about what's been happening in her life this past week. Hey, Veronica.
Hey, Francine, and hello, listening audience. It's great to be on with everybody. For me, basically, Francine, is really the same thing that we talked, I think it was week before last, regarding you know, what we're going to do. We have the big conversation that's going to come up on June the 18th, which is a conversation between police officers and mental health professionals to really kind of address some of the issues that we know is going on in our community, not just with those individuals who have mental health issues, but for all of us. I think the trauma of continuous violence against our men and boys is creating issues for us all. And so we're going to have that conversation on June the 18th, and then in July we're going to be doing our nonprofit pitch for our nonprofits who wants to compete for some monies that will help them in launching their programs. And then, of course, the big thing for us is our nonprofit banquet that we're going to be having in August. And you and I have been talking about planning for that at least the last month or so. And so that's coming up, and we're trying to get that squared away. So that's sort of kind of where I am in terms of our program services. We are slowly moving into our WISA services that we're providing, and referrals are coming in slowly, but thank God they're coming in. And so those are the services that we're going to be providing. And then, you know, continue to the consulting and the training and all of that stuff, and looking at possibly doing some more training in August for businesses. And so we'll talk, you know, more about that, but that's kind of where we are, Francine, right now.
Great. And I want to add to our already busy schedule that I am now a financial coach for the city of Norfolk. So that all goes hand in hand with everything that I do, because everybody knows I'm all about the money. So I'm the money girl. So anything that has to do with money, I'm all about it, whether it's your credit, your budget, retirement, taxes, all of that. Love it, and I have this great opportunity to help the citizens of Norfolk, Virginia, who are in transition. Some of them are moving from their current location, and they're being given vouchers, and they are a little bit uneasy about it because they're going into an unknown territory for some of them. So we want to try to capture as many of those citizens as possible. And, you know, we can't go door-to-door and canvass for people, but we can make the announcements here and on Facebook. So if anybody is in the city of Norfolk that needs any help with their finances, whether it be their credit, their budget, or just making that transition, if you're looking for a job possibly and you just need some one-on-one coaching, please let me know, and I'll give you my number at the end of the broadcast, which you can always come back to the show and listen to it later. And then the other things that we are doing, the things that are coming up, and Veronica and I are just so excited about them, we're going to be doing some financial pieces as well. And, oh, Veronica, tell them about the children's program, the kids.
Yeah. Thank you, Francine. So much is going on. I mean, I'm trying to slow up and get ahead of myself, and I got some other things that's going on that I'm still trying to keep that under wraps until I know for sure what's going on. But we are launching in August our Kids Academy, our Kids Law Academy in August, and we're just excited about this because this is a spinoff of our conversation that we had, one of our community conversations with cops and kids. And so we wanted to continue that dialogue, but we want it to be more interactive, where kids are really understanding, looking at law enforcement careers and their education and how do they fund their education, and doing it early so that, you know, that, because if you try to talk about college and banking and all that stuff, when you get to high school, you like eons behind. And I think parents got to understand that, Francine, that even if they want to do something in terms of finances for their kids, I think it's just good. Simple banking for kids. I remember having my sons and talking to them about a simple, it used to be called a passport account. That's how in terms of savings and all of that stuff. But we need to begin to do that with our children, Francine, and so that they get a sort of understanding of finances as well. And so a part of that Kids Academy program, we're going to have that funding your education in there. So we're excited about that. Still working on that as well, because that's the launch in August. But that is the program that we're going to have for kids regarding the law enforcement career, so that they can choose. They don't have to be all police officers. They could be judges. Mm-hmm. They could be parole officers. You know, they could do a lot of stuff. So anyhow, that's the Kids Academy. So yep. So that's what we got. Thank you for thank you for reminding me, Francie, because I completely I was like, what we got?
But you know, it is a lot. It sounds like a lot, but it's different arms of the organizations and different programs, so we're not doing them all every day. There are things that are being planned and worked out meticulously and intentionally, so that they'll be great when we get to those programs. And so I'm really excited about the kids program as well, because I know how important it is. And just like you said, Veronica, the first time that I was introduced to banking was through my grandmother, and she took us down to the bank. It was on Campostella Road. The bank is no longer there, and she gave my brother and myself the little passport book, and she told us, you know, if you keep this money, it's going to grow interest, and you're going to have more money than you started with. And I kept that I cherish that passport book. I wouldn't let anybody touch it, not even my mother. I was like, no, Grandma said this is mine. This is my money that she has put away for me. And my brother and I were both the same way about it. And we kept those accounts for so long. I think I was I was married, and they sent me a letter and saying that the bank was moving and they had dissolved the account, because I wasn't putting anything in it. You know, every once in a while you'll put a little something in it. And it was actually growing interest. So I was really excited, even though I didn't really understand it at the time. I didn't understand compound interest, because that's what it is. But I do now. At that time, I did not. And do you know they subtracted fees? They started charging a fee, because it was no fee when we got it. It was just interest. And they kept charging a fee until they dissolved that account. And I'll never, ever forget the bank name. And I won't call the name, because there's some of them are still around today. But I thought that was just mean. Just mean people. Just mean people. How are you going to take some kids? I wasn't a kid anymore. But for all those years, every time my grandparents gave me money, we would put that in that bank, and it was actually growing interest. And just think, if I had held on to that book tightly and it kept growing, where I would be right now as, you know, a grandmother myself. You know, so we have to teach our children about money, and I appreciate my grandparents doing it, but I had never heard the word compound interest from that day until I became working in the industry, because nobody talks to you about compound interest, so how that money is going to grow, and then how you're going to take it out. So that's some of the things we'll talk about to the kids and get them to fully understand what's involved and how, and it's going to help them too, Veronica, when it comes time for college. If they're smart and if their parents help them while they're young, they can come out of college debt-free. So anyway, so I'm excited about it, and I know, you know, anytime you talk about money, people are like, oh, they talk about money, it's for the rich people. No, it's rich people are no smarter than anybody else. They just do things differently. That's all. Exactly. And it doesn't take a lot of money to become rich. And it's more millionaires next door to you than you would ever believe, but they just not going to tell you who they are.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yes, absolutely. So enough about that. And so I know that there is going to be an election coming up on June the 8th for us. And I'm not sure. I think it's all over Virginia. Is that true in your neck of the woods, Veronica? Is that June 8th?
I'm not really sure, but I see signs and stuff, you know, in places all around. I'm sure something is coming up really soon. And, so we just have to keep our eyes. We have to, you know, we have to be advocates. We have to pay attention because we know policy drives everything. And oftentimes,
absolutely,
I think in the business world, or just in the general day-to-day world, you have a major presidential election and everybody just go to their own corners, and we don't understand that these local politicians are also basically driving things as well, and we need to be abreast to what's going on with them. And so I'm sure something is getting ready to come up.
Yes, it's the governors and lieutenant governors, because I've been seeing the ads.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to say to our audience, please pay attention to what's going on around you. So sometimes, especially like Veronica says, if it's not an election year, we're really not paying attention. It kind of slips by. And then you find out that you have a new governor, and you're like, well, how in the world did that happen? Because nobody told me about it. Because we weren't paying attention. And so that's really what I wanted to say. So do your own research. I'm not telling anybody who to vote for. Do your own research.
Mm-hmm.
Find out what's going on out there. Be an advocate for your own family and your community, because those bills that get passed, and some of them are so ridiculous sometimes that doesn't even make sense. You wonder who in the world sit down and wrote this mess out. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
if the community is not saying anything, then they feel like they can do whatever it is that they want to do. So I just wanted to bring that up, because we always want to, you know, keep our audience abreast of, you know, local topics as well and things that are going on, not just what Veronica and I are doing, but everything that's going on around us. We have to keep an eye on it. And so I think the next thing that I want to talk to you about, Veronica, is you have some great news about your son. And I want to share it with the world.
Yes. Well, you know, my son finally graduated law school. And, of course, he'll take the bar in July. He said it's not official until he passes the bar exam.
Well,
but
hey,
it's still a great, great, great step, because that's 4 years of grinding and doing the things that he's doing. And, of course, he's on our board. He's going to be our lead counsel for our nonprofit. And and then he works for FINRA, which is a financial regulator, and so a lot of the financial regulations, you know, we will have information about that because of the fact that he has a bird's eye view of that, so that we're making the right moves financially in terms of investments and things of that nature. So yeah, that is just exciting.
It is. I'm just thrilled and delighted. Because I know, and I hope you don't mind me sharing, but he used to be a police officer, and he changed careers. And I know that was a blessing in itself. And these 4 years have gone by so fast, because as soon as you said he was in law school, you were saying he was graduating. I was like, what?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Time waits for no one. So
yeah.
If you have something on your heart, people who are listening today, career change, the one thing that has happened in the past year, it has made us sit still, look at who we are, and try to figure out what we're going to do next. And I know that that has been the thing for me, because I can tell you, and I can share this with the listening audience, Veronica, that in January, I was driving myself crazy trying to keep up with the standards that other people had set for me. And I had to just take a minute and stop and say, hold up, because you're going to kill yourself. And them same people are going to be still doing whatever they're doing. And is this what you really want to be doing? So slow down for a minute and just really take a good look at what you're doing. And I think working from home, I think I worked harder working from home than I did ever work at
home. I know I did. And you know, when we share an office together, I think I've probably been to the office maybe like once in the month. You know what I mean? And got to get in there and get, you know, some more time in. But, yeah, I am in total agreement with you. When you're at home, it seems like you're juggling more things and you're trying to do 15,000 projects, and you're doing it at home, and you're like, let me go throw the laundry inside of the washing machine. So you find yourself doing that.
People want homemade iced tea with lemon. I'm like, what? Because you can make some lip tea. I can, but I'd rather just go to the store and buy it, you know. So,
yes.
Just things like that, you know, and I'm laughing because I'm truly tickled, but it just lets you see that sometimes God has his own plan, and you know what they say, tell God your plan, he's going to make you laugh. And then whatever his plan is for each of us as individuals, this was a time of awakening and a time of renewal and a time of reconnection. And I think for so many, we had lost our way when it came to our family and friends. We weren't spending time together. And God was not pleased with none of that stuff that we were doing. And in order for him to get our attention, he just didn't shut Virginia down. I said this the other day. He just didn't shut New York down or North Carolina or Florida. He shut everybody down.
You know,
he wanted us to see that it was something more important than what the rat race that we were in. And sometimes I would even say I felt like the little guinea pig, you know, just in that little pen, just running, you know, full speed ahead, you know. He just gave us that opportunity. So can you just elaborate a little bit on just what we're talking about, Veronica, how it has changed from you from 2020 to 2021?
Oh, my God. Where do I start, Francine? I think it's just the big thing. One, of course, the virtual, being having to do everything via Zoom, or whatever, you know, virtual platform that you're doing. I know most people use Zoom or what have you. Some people use Google Meet or whatever it is. I think that number one change was so important, or it was pivotal, shall I say, for those of us. Because I'm such a person-to-person communicator, and, you know, having to go to that format basically was a little bit, you know, testy for a minute because I really did not want to stay in that format for so long. But then I realized that there were benefits to that. Now, you know, now when you're talking about meeting clients, you could say, hey, you just wanted, why don't we do a Zoom meeting? And we don't have to worry about going anywhere, traveling anywhere or anything. And and then just looking at, you know, what, you know, tools and services that you can use by Zoom. And then the other part of that is that you then can kind of look at how you're doing your business and what changes in your model do you need to make so that you can scale up or even scale back, because sometimes we don't want to waste, you know, time and energies and monies and doing stuff the old way when there's a more efficient way. So for that, to me, was the pivotal thing for this year, because even like yesterday I was on a call. And the people that were on the call were nonprofit leaders all around the state of Virginia and some funders. Mm-hmm. And then this new funding organization is coming into Virginia. And for those that in our listening audience who basically are nonprofits, understand that we're talking about trillions of dollars is getting ready to come into the nonprofit sector within the next couple of months, and that they really need to get their houses in order. Because so that you can be in a position to, you know, to go after some of this funding, and that was so big for me. So that to me was just one of those things that you didn't have to go to a training for. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everybody just got on the Zoom and you had the right stakeholders on the call or what have you, and you got the information that you needed to know, and now you're preparing yourself for this money. And part of it is that stimulus monies that the state's got or will be distributed. And then there's some other funders that that got some pockets of monies as well. The amount the lady was saying is historical, Franklin. There's never been that much money coming into the nonprofit sector in years, years. And so I think for those who are on, you know, our call listening to us, just get your house in order. And that's I think that's what 2020, you know, was saying too. And then you just said the thing, COVID changed the game, and so that's what I wanted to say, how it impacted us, and you know, in a way that I think it's just grown exponentially.
Absolutely, and that's so awesome to know. And just think, if you had to go somewhere, or maybe nobody contacted you because they didn't think you were interested, you would have missed that opportunity. And just being in the right place at the right time and being able to, and having access to the Zoom platform to participate, you know, because even now some people are still resistant to it. They really don't want to do it. And, of course, everybody's resistant to change when it first happens, but I can see the magnitude and the reach that we have. Even though we have the radio show, you know, that goes all over the world, so that's fine. But this social media and the Zoom and webinar platform has granted me the opportunity to sit with some people that I never would have met if I was not on Zoom. And
right.
how they found me, I don't even know. I think somebody knew somebody that knew me, and they asked me to come to a CEO branding event, which was, I was like, well, okay, I think my brand is cute, but okay, I'll come, you know. You know, because you just don't know what they want, you know. It's like, CEO branding, all right, I'll go. And I went, and the person who was heading up this program reached out to me afterwards. I didn't say very much. I just told who I was, my name, you know, what I was doing with, you know, the women in the radio show, and reached out to me and asked me what I would like to be a part of an upcoming event that was for 6 weeks, and I would lead a class. And I was like, really? Okay. And it was just out of the blue, out of nowhere, you know, and without her even really knowing me, she was like, send me your bio and send me your media kit, you know. Of course, I had that, those things, and sent that to her. And for the last, this is my third week this week, and I have three more weeks that I will be meeting with these, how do I say it? Well, I'm just going to say it. Multimillionaires, and I'm leaving them. So that's all I'm going to say. And it's just, and you're like, okay, I don't know how I got here, but okay, I'm here, you know. So, and it's been just amazing, and just being open to it and being available. Because you know, if it had happened in 2019, I might not have been available, because I would have been running around doing some other stuff that I may have missed the call, or not even been able to go to the meeting if it was somewhere, you know, because these people are all over the country, but she's located in Florida. If it had been a meeting in Florida, 9 times out of 10, I would not have been able to go to meet them in person, you know. So it has just been working out wonderfully. And I thank God for Veronica, because I don't know where any of this is going to lead. You know, she's talking about some partnerships and other opportunities, and I'm just sitting there just twiddling my thumbs and going, okay, you know, we'll see, you know. But, you know, and we said all that to say to the audience, just be encouraged and be open to what is new to some and old to others, because some people were Zooming, you know, all along and didn't bother them. They just transitioned right on into it. And then others like me, I was having a hissy fit because I never wanted to have nothing to do with a computer anyway. But I always seem to be the one that end up doing it, you know. And so just be open to whatever God has for you. And I think that's the whole point in a nutshell, that we are open to what is being presented to us, and it's just so much that God can do if you have those arms open. And, you know, uncross your arms, get that little frown off your face, and just be ready to be willing to accept what God puts before you, because so many times we have missed it, Veronica. You know, God has brought some stuff to our attention, and we just let it go on by, you know, and just miss the whole thing. But so I'm going to shut up now. So we got 2 minutes, so just tell the wonderful people how they can get in touch with you.
Wonderful. So as usual, when we are here on Thursdays, you can certainly connect with me by email, and that would be info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can certainly just go to our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can just call me at 757-572-0974 and just leave me a message, and I'll get back with you.
Absolutely. And for me, it is icwdirector@gmail.com, or the website, issuesconcerningwomen.org, or the other website is blacktopbusiness.com. My telephone number is 757-567-6734. And if you're going to call me, leave a message. If you want to text me, I like that even better, and tell me your name and how I can help you. We are here to help you in any way that we can. Well, Veronica, we have come to the end of another show, And these 30 minutes just fly on by, you know, and so I just want our audience to know how much we appreciate them for listening to us and giving us feedback. We truly, truly enjoy all of you. And Veronica?
Yep, we certainly do. We look forward to talking with you all again next Thursday. So have a great, great Thursday. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.